Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 10:28-31. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, verse 28-31. Then Peter began to speak up. "We've given up everything to follow you," he said. "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and property along with persecution. And in the world to come, that person will have eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be least important then, and those who seem least important now will be the greatest then." My theme for reflection begins with a question: is it worth it when living becomes finding? Is it worth it when living becomes finding? We've all had moments when we clean out a cupboard, give something away, and later think, did I really mean to let that go? Peter voices a similar deeply human question in today's gospel. "We have left everything and followed you." Beneath his words is the ache many disciples carry quietly. Is it worth it? Peter asks this just after the rich man walks away, unable to release his possessions. The contrast is striking. The rich man cannot let go. The disciples already have. Peter speaks for all who have made costly choices for faith, leaving livelihoods, comfort, reputation, or familiar paths. Jesus does not rebuke Peter. Instead, he reassures him, "No one who lives for the sake of the gospel goes unnoticed." What seems like loss becomes abundance, new relationships, deeper belonging, unexpected provision, a hundredfold even now, though not without persecutions, and finally, eternal life. The problem Jesus addresses is not simply sacrifice. It is fear of loss and the quiet calculation of reward. We want assurance that obedience matters. Jesus Christ reframes everything. Following him always involves letting go, but never into emptiness. What we release is gathered back into a larger story, into a new family called the church, into shared life with sisters and brothers across cultures and generations. The Old Testament already whispers this truth. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 23, verse 1. Trust in God reshapes scarcity into sufficiency. Jesus now embodies that promise. What we surrender into God's hands is never wasted. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "When Christ calls a person, he bids them come and die." Yet this dying is never the end. It is the doorway to life. Life rooted not in possession, but in belonging, not in status, but in grace. Jesus also speaks honestly. There will be persecutions. The gospel does not offer a pain-free path, but it does promise meaning, companionship, and a future held by God. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. God's economy overturns our rankings. What looks small becomes great. What seems lost becomes found. For us today, this passage invites gentle but serious self-examination. Most of us are not asked to abandon everything overnight, Yet every disciple is called to ongoing letting go of habits that diminish us, attachments that distract us, and fears that keep us from deeper trust. In return, Christ offers something greater, a community that becomes family, a purpose that outlives success, and a hope that stretches beyond death. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what might Jesus be inviting me to release so that I can follow him more freely? Number two, where have I already experienced God giving back more than I imagined? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally reach out to someone in your faith community through a message, a visit, or shared prayer, and practice receiving the new family that Christ promises. Faithful God, you see every step we take in following your Son. Give us courage to let go of whatever holds us back, and grace to trust your promise of abundant life. When the road feels costly, remind us that we never walk alone. Knit us more deeply into your family. Teach us to give generously, and help us receive your gifts with gratitude. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.